Greetings in the precious name of Jesus this evening. As we reflect back over the years, it hasn't been very long that we have been attending these meetings. Brother Dave Berkey actually introduced us to these meetings. And we've been blessed every time we come. And I trust that each one of you who have attended these meetings has received a blessing. I feel like I don't have anything new to share tonight, but I trust that as we look into God's Word, that we can glean some truth, that we can be inspired and encouraged through these meetings this weekend. My topic this evening, I simply chose to look at choices. And as I think of choices, each one of you that is here chose to be here tonight. And I trust that as we chose to be here, we are coming because we are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. There might be various reasons. Maybe some of our friends were coming, and so we would like to meet them. And it could be a number of reasons that you chose to come tonight, but I do trust that first and foremost, you came to learn more of what God has for you. We could look at a lot of different accounts in the Bible of people who have made choices. Some wise choices, some not so wise. And I think if we would all examine ourselves, we could all say that we have made some choices in life that were not always for the best. And we do know that choices have consequences. And I'd like to look at some accounts in the Bible about some that have made choices. And my mind went to the children of Israel as Moses was leading them towards the promised land. Many times they became disgruntled, dissatisfied. They murmured and complained against Moses for bringing them out here in the wilderness to die. Moses would remind them time and time again how the Lord has directed and encouraged them to look to the Lord and to choose the Lord. And sometimes they would repent, turn to Him, and the Lord would bless them for that. And I think even in our lives, if we made bad choices and we sought the Lord, asked for forgiveness, He is faithful and just to forgive us. And we can go on from there. And as I think of Moses leading the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 30, just a few verses I'd like to read there. Verse 16 says, I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. And I believe that challenge is before each one of us. There's a choice to choose blessing or cursing. And tonight, or through this weekend, we're going to be facing choices. As the gospel is preached, we're going to either choose to accept the word with open hearts, or we might have a tendency to say, well, that doesn't really apply to me. And I believe the choices we make can have far-reaching consequences. Then in Joshua, he also reminded the children of Israel to choose. He instructed them, or reminded them, of how the Lord delivered them and even fought some battles for them with hornets that drove out their enemies, that they didn't even have to lift their finger at all to fight against the enemies. And he was trying to encourage them to choose wisely. In Joshua 24, Joshua says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I was impressed again reading over that. You know, regardless of what the children of Israel were going to choose, as for him and his house, he would serve the Lord. And it can be, the choice can be ours as well through these meetings, as the Spirit speaks to us. We can choose that we're going to serve the Lord, even though the enemy might be there to draw us away or get us sidetracked or think that, well, that doesn't apply to our age. If we choose to serve the Lord, the blessings will be great. And he goes on to tell them, in verse 16, it says, the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us all the way whither we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And they went on to say that because of what the Lord did, we will serve the Lord. But we also know how soon they turned away from serving the Lord and served other gods, fell back into sin. And I think sometimes when we sit under the sound of the gospel, we might say, yes, that was meant for me. And we choose that we're going to do better. we're going to change our ways. And we go home, and it's not long, we're falling back into the same rut that we were. And as we go through these meetings tonight, let's purpose in our heart. Let's be determined not only to accept these messages here and now, but when we go home, let's put them to practice. I'm going to just briefly mention other individuals that have made choices and consider the far-reaching consequences. Of course, we could think of Adam and Eve, and we know the results of their bad choices. We could think of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They rebelled against the Lord's anointed. They choose to withdraw themselves. And Moses told the children of Israel, separate yourself from their company. And he said, we will see today who is on the Lord's side. And we know what happened. The earth opened up and swallowed them, their children, their houses, and all that they had. They went down alive into the pit. Think of consequences of their choices. You might think, well, the choices I make are not going to be that severe. Maybe not. But we never know who is following in our footsteps and what influence we might leave on the next generation, either for the good or for the bad. But think of Lot. He chose to pitch his tent towards Sodom. What happened? He lost his family. Then we can think of Abraham, the choices he made, and the blessings, because he followed God. We also think of Moses, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We think of David. He was a man after God's own heart. And yet, he did fall. But we also notice he was willing to repent and turn again to God. And God forgave him and could use him abundantly. We have chosen to come here to this meetings, and hopefully, like I said earlier, that it's because we are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. If so, we will be filled. In these meetings, there's a number of different subjects. I think of the one there, God's Word forever settled in heaven. We can choose to believe that. But there are many people that are not believing that. Even those who once stood on the principles of God's Word are deviating from that. They're making choices contrary to the teachings of God's Word. And I'm sure many of you could think of those maybe within our own families. Maybe some close friends that are not standing on the principles of God's Word where they once did. They have made a choice to deviate from that, the truth of God's Word. We could think of individualism, moral purity, a number of different subjects that we have this weekend. the Spirit might speak to us on some of these issues, might convict us. What is our choice going to be? Oh, well, it's not that bad. Someone else is doing it. There's all kinds of excuses we could make or come up with. What about our personal commitment to the Christian brotherhood? You know, I think many times that it's not that commitment there that it should be. Therefore, you see many splits and splinters. They're not really committed. They don't have the true love for the brotherhood. Do you want to learn more about biblical marriages in a dysfunctional world? Pay attention when that message is taught or brought through this weekend's. Biblical marriages in a dysfunctional world is, you know, we need that. We need that teaching. There are so many that are departing from the faith. There's a certain brother and sister there in Pennsylvania that do counseling. Him and I were quite close. He had worked for me for a number of years earlier on. And he calls me sometimes. He says, why is it that even old couples in our conservative groups have dysfunctional marriages? It seems like they can't work things out between them. And we talked for quite some time. And he said, the one couple in particular, the one brother, or yeah, brother that he was counseling, he went over it over and over again, how to make their marriage work. Well, he just don't think that's going to work. He finally asked him, do you really want it to work? Well, he said, I'm not sure I do. Choices that we make and the consequences that follow can be far-reaching and very devastating. So as we sit under the sound of the word through this weekend, let's make wise choices. And when a message is preached and there's something that convicts you, I think it's okay just to, right then and there, just say, Lord, help me to change my ways. Thank you, Lord, for that message. I want to apply that to my heart and life. In James 1:22, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now, as we look into the perfect law of liberty through this weekend, are we going to go our way and straightway forget what manner of man we were as the Spirit speaks to us? Also in verse 25, it says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Notice that. Continueth therein. It takes a continuing, a pressing on. Diligence. So may the Lord be pleased with the choices that we make this weekend, as well as through the rest of our life, because we never know what influence the choices we make will have, either for the good or for the bad. Revelation 22:14 says, "Blessed are they that do his commandments," or that make a choice to do his commandments, "that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Choose ye this day whom ye may serve. The Lord bless.